This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three Colorado Starbucks stores voted in favor of unionizing today. Two locations in Denver approved the move, and a third store in Colorado Springs voted unanimously for unionizing. A fourth Starbucks also held a vote, but that ended in a tie. Health department officials say boosters or third doses of the COVID-19 vaccine could soon be available in Colorado for 5 to 11-year-olds. Deputy Director Diana Herrero says that could happen as soon as government scientific panels recommend it and the CDC director formally approves it.
It could be as soon as a couple of days when providers can begin offering these doses.
There are nearly 100,000 kids in that age group who are at least 5 months out from their second dose and eligible for a booster. Herrero also says the state has plenty of vaccine for this group. Front Range communities may see several inches of snow starting early tomorrow morning. A late spring cold front will pass, bringing freezing temperatures and a high chance of precipitation tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Harris says most snow will likely melt before affecting road conditions, but it could damage trees and cause power outages.
When these trees are kind of fully leafed out, it just doesn't take a whole lot of snow to cause impacts there.
Up to 8 inches of snow could fall through Saturday. Denver Water is encouraging residents to save water by turning off their sprinkler systems for the next few days. A fire that started yesterday at the Great Sand Dunes National Park is 80% contained. Inbound traffic has resumed. The fire burned through fuels to the west of the park's entrance. Crews remain on site overnight. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.